Let us pray. Dear God, time is moving. And the amazing thing is that your blessings are keeping pace with us in real time. Father, as the world consistently moves into the future, we recognize that there are so many things that are changing. But amidst all of these changes, what we also find that is consistent is your favor, your love, your protection, your providence. And, oh God, you do not change. Thank you, oh God, for always being who we can look to and know that you'll always be there. Oh God, I thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. I can only imagine what they are facing, what their secret thoughts are, what their private challenges may be. But oh God, I just lift them up to you right now. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that as we are praying to you, that stress and anxiety, fear, and all of the other unpleasantries that this person may be feeling or facing, God, I pray that you would allow for them to decompress right now. And may, Father, all of these negative things be replaced with assurance, hope, with, oh God, contentment, with the knowing, Father, that you will come through for them. And Lord, I pray that this person will just pause and look in retrospect at all of the times that you have brought them through. And know that this next time will be no different. Oh God, I ask you to bless this person. I ask you to bless, God, their health. Dear Master, in the authority of your word and the power of your name, I curse any negative realities trying to gather around them, beginning, oh God, with some sort of sickness. We curse every known sickness and unknown sickness that may be trying to invade this person's body and their lives. Oh God, in the power of your name, we shut down every disease and every discomfort. And we speak, oh God, to these frail bodies right now. And in the authority of your word, we command, oh God, them to function as you had designed and created for them to function. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I speak healing now to this person. And, oh God, as we pray, we stand on every instance of healing that is assembled in the Word of God, oh God. We stand upon every instance of healing and every, oh God, episode in your Word of divine healing, because you are Jehovah Rapha. And we're asking right now, Father, that you'd manifest yourself in such a profound, prolific way for this person. Oh God, and then I ask that you would shut down all demonic, satanic activity from around this person. No weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. And whatever, oh Lord, of our inconveniences you allow to remain, may we understand that you are just using those things to develop us, to make us, to strengthen us, to give us more insight, to give us, oh God, more understanding and knowledge. And after, oh God, we have received it, we pray, Father, that we can use it in a practical way that brings glory and honor to you by how we manage ourselves on planet Earth. Dear Master, I pray for a good day for this person. I pray that it will be their choice. I ask it, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope that that whatever time this prayer catches up to you, that it meets you precisely where you need it to be. And I hope that you are saved. If you're not, you need to stop playing with your soul. It's so important that Jesus came to die, to liberate your soul from the eternal flames of hell. And the way that you do that is by acknowledging that you can't save yourself and no other gods, small g, can do it, only Jesus Christ. And then when you acknowledge you need him, then you have to believe he is the Son of God, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And then if you confess that because you believe it, the Bible says you shall be saved. Would you accept Jesus Christ today? He'll be the best decision that you've ever made. I'd love to hear from you or to hear of you, either way. And before we allow for this meditative moment to fade into oblivion and inactive use, would you be so kind as to think of someone else that may need it and forward it to them? You may never know that this may be a tremendous help to them. Don't take it for granted. Send it to somebody. All right. This is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until next time, I love you and take care. Bye-bye.